chair to the table of fellowship. Well, happy Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's the Lord's Day. I guess, in fact, every day is the Lord's Day. It's Sunday, April the 19th, 2015. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today we're actually going to be talking about beauty in the midst of brokenness. Well, I don't know about you. The older I get, I'm actually losing my hair, which is not fun. But the older I get and the more mature that I am in my walk with the Lord, I'm starting to realize that there is purpose in the midst of pain. There really is. There isn't anything that happens to you. If you're a child of God, there isn't anything that happens to you without God using it for the good. And his definition of good is much different than ours, by the way. So today we're going to be talking about beauty in the midst of brokenness. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Mourner, wherever you are, wherever you are at the cross, there is room. Tell your burdened heart, your burdened heart at the cross, there is room. Tell it in the Savior's ear.
We are lifting up the King of Kings today. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I pray that you're doing well. Thank you so much for listening. Did you finish up your taxes this past week? Well, if not, I think it's going to be kind of interesting for you here in the next couple of months. Yeah, what did Jesus say? Render unto Caesar. What is Caesar's? Yes, praise the Lord for Caesar, right? Yeah. Hey, we're talking about beauty in the midst of brokenness today. Isaiah 57:18 says, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. That's such a beautiful passage. You know, a few generations ago, if something broke, it was fixed. Remember those days? Today, we actually live in a throwaway world where things are designed to be replaced when they break. And that's okay for toasters and hair dryers, but it doesn't work too well on the human heart, does it? You know, when your heart breaks, you don't go to the big box discount store and get a new one. Fortunately, broken hearts can be put together again, but it takes God to do it. He's the only one with the power to restore us when we've been hurt. So, friend, if you're listening today and if your heart is broken, don't discard it. Oh, friend, don't discard it. Let God take a look. It may take a little time, maybe a little trust, but rest assured that he's never seen one yet he couldn't mend.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. They wondered why. The death watch was over.
yes, celebrating Jesus today and every day. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Your weekend coming along well? You enjoying the nicer weather? Oh, we sure are. We got a volleyball net, installed one several weeks ago, I guess, before spring started. We just really wanted the nice weather. That's why we started before spring. But so we've been playing in our backyard. It's pretty nice. But I pray that you're enjoying the spring season with your family and loved ones. And today we're talking about beauty in the midst of brokenness. And I'll tell you what, inspiration can strike anywhere, even in a cancer ward. Listen to the story I came across the other day. A German software engineer had a brainstorm while taking treatment for leukemia and now owns a company based on the idea that he had. You know, it just goes to show you that adversity can be the beginning and not the end of the road. So if you're facing adversity right now, do you think it's a dead end, or are you looking for what God might want to show you? See, the Bible is a book written to people in trouble, which is the entire human race, by the way. I mean, just open its pages, open your eyes. God may be trying to show you something new. May you, friend, experience His comfort during troubled times, as well as His power to create miracles even out of the most bleakest circumstances.
There is no other name by which men can be saved. There is no other name under heaven. For there is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captive set free and forgiven. There is no other name by which men can be saved. There is no
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I
In his wonderful hymn, Amazing Grace, John Newton wrote these famous words: "Through many dangers, toils, and snares we have already come." This was a man who had escaped death a dozen or more times before his life was changed forever by God's amazing grace. You know what, friend? If each of us, if we stop and examine our lives in detail, we can identify times when we went through dangers, toils, and snares. And that's the point. We went through them. Too often we are rescued or saved from calamity without looking back and giving God credit for his amazing grace that carried us. So I encourage you today, even in the midst of your dark season, take a minute and give God glory today. Thank him for what he has brought you through. See, reflecting on his grace in the past will give you a new confidence for the present. and the future.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. Soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God who called me here below will be forever mine. My chains are
Jesus, I surrender humbly at His feet. I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. And I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all. To Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender.
Oh, yes, I love that song. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. So good to see you today, friend. I appreciate your time and your attention, but I'd love to hear from you. If you have a prayer request, maybe a song request, you just want to say hey, or if you got a comment, I'd love to hear from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org, joey@greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Coming up tomorrow, it's Monday. Yes, I know. It's the Monday edition of Mark and Friends that will help you get through your Monday right there. So I encourage you to tune in 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. Well, until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.